That means hello in Livonian, a language of Latvia and Baltic regions. Greetings and a warm welcome to our viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Supreme Master Television brings you positive news from around the globe. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, our programs are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For worldwide coverage, please join us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, major food chain focuses on marketing healthy food for children. In environmental news, a new study finds that covering buildings with vegetation can effectively cool them down. In health news, Kano, Nigeria might be free from wild polio infection by 2008. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 15th, White Cane Safety Day was proclaimed by the United States Congress in 1964. 6 years later, the President of the International Federation of the Blind declared October 15th as International White Cane Safety Day. It is a day for acknowledging the important tool for independence blind people carry, the white cane. It is also a day to celebrate the accomplishments of those who are visually impaired or blind. May God's love and light shine upon all.
Condoleezza Rice arrives in Middle East to build support for upcoming peace conference. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrived in Israel on Sunday, where she had separate meetings with Israeli Minister of Defense Ehud Barak, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Secretary Rice said all parties must proceed very carefully to ensure confidence is not lost on the path to peace. Thank you, Secretary Rice, for being careful to protect and nurture the deepening positive relations among Israel, Palestine, and all other Middle East nations. May heaven bless your journey this week and the entire peace process with great success.
Fly-in news. Iran seeks closer ties with Iraq. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs, Mohammad Reza Bakeri, spoke on Friday of Iran's support toward all Islamic countries and the wish for further amicable relations with Iraq. At a meeting of the Iran-Iraq Friendship Association in a fast-breaking celebration at the close of Ramadan, the Deputy Foreign Minister said, "Expansion of relations with Iraq is top on Iran's foreign policy." Thank you, Your Excellency, and Iran, for the brotherly love extended to your fellow Islamic countries and to your nearby neighbor Iraq. May the great Allah bless your nations with friendship, peace, and prosperity for all.
Fly-in news. United Nations Special Envoy returns to Myanmar. Special Envoy Ibrahim Gambari will travel to Malaysia, Indonesia, India, China, and Japan to meet with officials. Mr. Gambari will then travel to Myanmar for in-depth discussions with the government there. He is likely to continue encouraging Myanmar to move towards national reconciliation and peaceful dialogue with Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. Thank you and God bless the United Nations for your continued commitment to peace in Myanmar. May Buddha bless the people of Myanmar with tranquility, freedom, and happiness.
Fly-in news. Slovakia ready for Schengen membership. Last Friday, after inspecting the 98-kilometer Slovak-Ukraine border, the European Commissioner for Justice, Freedom and Security announced that Slovakia is prepared to join the Schengen area. The Schengen system connects participating European states in free travel across the country's borders, with Slovakia and other new members becoming active participants by the beginning of 2008. Congratulations, Slovakia! May your people be blessed with the enjoyment of travel as well as peace and prosperity at home.
Fly-in news. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh travels to Nigeria and South Africa, marking the 45th anniversary of India's bilateral relations with Nigeria. Prime Minister Singh will discuss several joint project agreements with his hosts. He will also visit Johannesburg and Pretoria, South Africa, to attend a summit with representatives from India, Brazil, and South Africa. Mr. Singh's mission on this trip is to reinvigorate ties with not only a friend and brother, but with the whole African continent. Best wishes, Your Excellency, on a successful journey. With heaven's blessing, may the upcoming meetings be rewarding for all parties.
Fly-in news. Uruguayan President Tabaré Vázquez is slated to visit AULAC in November on a mission to increase ties and promote trade between the nations. The South American leaders' tour also includes New Zealand, Malaysia, and India. We wish President Vázquez of Uruguay a successful visit to Asia and New Zealand. May God bless Uruguay, AULAC, and may all nations of the world create lasting bonds of friendship for the benefit of all.
Fly-in news. Russia's president makes historic state visit to Iran. On the first official visit by a Russian leader since 1943, President Vladimir Putin is arriving in Tehran to participate in a summit this week, as well as meet with his Iranian counterpart, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Representatives from the Caspian Sea states of Iran, Russia, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, and Kazakhstan are meeting to agree on boundaries for sharing oil and gas reserves under the Caspian Sea, estimated to be the third largest in the world. We wish Your Excellencies and all Caspian Sea leaders the success of a shared accord. May heaven bless the people of your nations with prosperity, harmony, and goodness.
Fly-in news. China and Japan meet for further economic cooperation. On Friday, Chinese and Japanese delegations met in Tokyo to discuss the two countries' economic relations and to plan for upcoming top-level discussions in Beijing. The representatives prepared for talks on economic policies, trade, investment, and energy-saving measures. Congratulations, China and Japan, for your expanding warm relations. May heaven bless the people of your countries with abundant opportunity, prosperity, and friendship.
Fly-in news. Germany proposes penalties for selling violent media to minors. German Family Affairs Minister Ursula von der Leyen has introduced a bill making the sale of violent movies and video games to children a felony offense. The bill also calls for fines of up to 50,000 euros and prison sentences for repeat offenders. Size and visibility of labels indicating the age appropriateness of particular media will also be required by the bill. Thank you, Germany and Minister von der Leyen, for protecting children from harmful media. May God bless your wise efforts with success.
Fly-in news. World's first 100% biofueled flight a success. Aviation history was made when an L-29 aircraft successfully took to the skies, powered only by renewable biofuel. The Czechoslovakian-built biojet was flown by U.S. pilots Carl Sugars and Douglas Rodant. The information gathered from the flight, as well as future test flights, will be used to help other aircraft become bioflight capable. Congratulations, Czech and Slovak Republics, U.S., and all involved for your partnership in making environmental and aviation history. May God bless your noble endeavors in brightening our world with renewable energy flights.
Fly-in news. Luxembourg donates 7 million euros to OLAC or Vietnam. The government of Luxembourg is spending 7 million euros on several development projects in the central Tòa Thinh Huế province of OLAC. An ongoing project in the Hoàng Đình district will boost the economy and protect environmental resources. The Luxembourg funds will also finance a vocational training center for workers in Tòa Thinh Huế's tourism industry, as well as the purchase of new hospital equipment. Many thanks and God bless Luxembourg for your kind generosity toward the people of OLAC. May God bless the OLACies with happiness and prosperity.
Fly-in News. Local climate change initiatives inspire the rest of the world. European cities are quietly leading the way to sustainability, meeting goals beyond those of the Kyoto Protocol and inspiring green initiatives around the world. London's congestion fee, Paris's bike program, and Barcelona's solar power project are all examples of successful environmental action at the local level. The EU recently awarded its Sustainable Energy Europe Award to the Swedish city of Växjö. Växjö's emissions cutting environmental initiatives have inspired countless other cities and global leaders. Congratulations, Green Cities of Europe. Thank you for leading the way toward a bright future on our beautiful planet. May heaven bless cities around the world towards your earth-friendly example.
Fly-in News. Plans underway for upcoming World Go Vegan Days. From major animal protection organizations to individual animal lovers and environmental advocates, around the globe, people are busy planning veg-friendly events for the third annual celebration of World Go Vegan Days. The three-day event, held from October 26th to 28th, is meant to spread the news that a vegan lifestyle is a sustainable, healthy, and compassionate way of living. We look forward to participating in the many festivities and pray that through them, more people will choose the way of living that is great for our health, our environment, and our magnificent animal friends.
Fly-in News. Muslims all over the world celebrate end of Ramadan. Friday was Eid al-Fitr, the holiday marking the end of Ramadan, the holy month of fasting in Islam. From China and Thailand to Saudi Arabia and Africa, millions of Muslims returned to their home to spend time with their families, gave charity to their neighbors and strangers, and gathered to pray at their local mosques. In many countries, such as the UK, Muslims and non-Muslims alike were invited to join in on the festivities. In the Philippines, Muslims and Christians united in prayers for peace as the two big celebrations of end of Ramadan and the Catholic feast of Our Lady Virgin of Pilar landed on the same day this year. In the U.S., the House of Representatives for the first time recognized the Muslim Holy Month as an official religious holiday. On location in Malaysia, our Supreme Master Television correspondent reports.
Apa makna Hari Raya Aidil Fitri bagi anda?
Bagi saya, Aidil Fitri ini adalah hari kemenangan bagi umat-umat Islam seluruh dunia. Semua umat Islam seluruh dunia akan menyambut Hari Aidil Fitri pada hari yang sama semua. Sebab kita sebulan berpuasa. Kita akan rayakan Aidilfitri lah.
We pray that the love and goodwill on this Eid al-Fitr will last throughout the year. May the great Allah bless the world's people with peace and happiness.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. Our association members attended the solar tour, which was part of the Green Initiative's pilot project in Cincinnati, Ohio, in order to learn more about new environmentally friendly technologies. Of great interest was Big Belly, the trash compactor system powered completely by solar energy. State Senator Tom Nyehouse gave an inspiring talk about the need for energy efficiency. He also reminded the participants of everyone's personal responsibility to be more energy efficient. Senator Nyehouse shared that he and his wife have installed a geothermal system in their own home. Supreme Master Television correspondents in Ohio were on hand to cover the event.
We also passed legislation last year to encourage and require state buildings to reduce their consumption of energy. but I wanted to echo something that David said, and that is, you cannot legislate personal responsibility. And it really is up to everyone to do something to help the cause, to try to be more energy efficient in the use of the electricity that we have in our personal lives. So I commend you for putting together the solar tour.
Our association members were happy to have attended this informative event and learned how the Queen City, as Cincinnati is referred to, is in fact becoming a green city. Thank you, and God's blessings to all those involved in caring for Mother Earth.
In children's welfare news, food giant ConAgra focuses its children's food marketing on healthy food. Major food companies and fast food chains in the USA are becoming increasingly aware of the importance of promoting nutritious food. Food giant ConAgra has promised to redirect its children's food marketing away from junk food in favor of healthy diets. Last year, the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative was established by the Council of Better Business Bureau as a voluntary self-regulation program for the industry. 13 participants of the initiative, including ConAgra, set healthy standards and guidelines for children's food commercials. Thank you, and heaven bless ConAgra and other participating food companies for promoting healthy food for the children. May all children around the world be blessed with nutritious, wholesome food and good health. Up next on Noteworthy News, covering your building with vegetation can help keep it cool. For now, we'll take a brisk walk around the park and be right back. So please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
All my beautiful feathered and non-feathered friends, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I am Macau the Parrot. Sometimes we can inadvertently burn the rice when cooking it. If this happens, just place a piece of bread crust on top of the rice. Put the lid back on for 5 minutes or so, and the bread will absorb the burnt taste from the rice. Thank you for tuning in, and now we will have a look at the weather from around the world.
Environmental news. Green rooftops and walls are a viable option to cool down cities. Researchers from the University of Cardiff in the United Kingdom compared local temperatures of city buildings made of bare concrete to buildings covered in vegetation. By using a computer model, they were able to conclude that green roofs and walls can help cities adapt to climate change. The hotter the climate, the greater the cooling effect around the building when green roofs and walls are installed. The study suggested that when a group of buildings in hotter cities are completely covered in vegetation, the gap between the buildings will become on average 9.1 degrees Celsius cooler during the day. Thank you, researchers, for these remarkable findings that can help cool off our beloved planet.
In health news, new cases of wild polio infection have been reduced by 80% in Nigeria's Kano State. In August 2007, the Kano State of Nigeria had 43 cases of children infected with polio virus compared to 357 last year, a reduction of 80%. Last year, 303 cases of type 1 wild virus were reported, and this year there was only one new case. A donation of $28,000 for a cold room to store polio vaccines was given by Japan and the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF. This amount was part of a $36.6 million aid that Japan has donated to Nigeria for polio eradication. Nigeria's Kano State is expected to be free from wild polio by May 2008. Thank you, and God bless Japan and UNICEF for your heartwarming donation. Heaven's blessing for all Nigerian children to live happy and healthy lives.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, covering enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring Dr. Bernard Kouchner, a French doctor and humanitarian whose compassion knows no boundaries. We'll thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives. We'll return soon with more positive news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Today's Shining World Leadership segment features Dr. Bernard Kouchner, visionary and humanitarian par excellence, and current French foreign minister. Dr. Kouchner was born on November 1, 1939 in Avignon, France. He became a medical doctor specializing in gastroenterology. He felt a strong inner desire to help people in need in various parts of the world. In 1917, Dr. Kouchner co-founded Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, an international medical humanitarian organization. Now, it helps people in more than 70 countries, delivering emergency aid or assistance to people that have been excluded from the healthcare system.
Dr. Kouchner was always sensitive to the needs of people throughout the world. During the 1980s, he tried to help the Oloxese, or Vietnamese boat people, by sending a hospital ship, L'Île de Lumière, Isle of Light, in an endeavor called A Boat for Vietnam. This hospital ship went to Bidong Island in Malaysia and the Anambas Islands in Indonesia to help the people who had left Olok, or Vietnam, and were now living in refugee camps. He was also instrumental in organizing a boat for Lebanon, an airplane for El Salvador refugees, and the International Committee Against Piracy. In addition, he was the organizer of Operation Restore Hope in Somalia.
From 1988 to 1992, Dr. Kouchner was the Minister of State of France. In 1992, he became the Minister of Health. In 1999, he became the special representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations and head of the United Nations mission in Kosovo.
Dr. Kushner knows no borders or boundaries when it comes to helping others. He has saved many lives and influenced the consciousness of so many to think in global terms. We thank Dr. Kushner for all that he has done for humanity and wish him God's blessings to continue his worldwide work of compassion.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Tooth Fairy's Surprise.
There was a grandfather took a 4-year-old granddaughter to dentist to fix some dental prop for his teeth. And meanwhile, the kid was walking around, looking around, and she sees some dental put all over for display. And then the kid said to the grandpa, "My God, the tooth fairy would never believe this."
And now for our viewer's heartline. This letter was written by a Nigerian viewer named Vincent living in Libya.
Hello, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I am Vincent, a Nigerian living in Tripoli, Libya. I thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for all her great efforts to help all the poor people within the globe. Meanwhile, my greatest happiness is to watch Supreme Master Television every day about your positive and excellent news to the wildlife and about peace in the world. I will also help to proclaim the good news of Ching Hai to my Christ the King community here in St. Francis Catholic Church in Tripoli. May God Almighty continue to bless you and will strengthen you in all kind, and bless all who are working with you. May He give you more strength to reach your good news in Africa. Supreme Master Ching Hai, we will be happy to receive from you the role and way to optimize righteousness in our life. Thanks, Vincent from Libya.
Thank you, Vincent, for your gracious and moving words. May the immense grace of God Almighty and the great compassion of Supreme Master Ching Hai bring peace and happiness into your daily life.
And this is from Supreme Master Ching Hai personally. Hi, Vincent. You are a beautiful soul. My love and best wishes to you and your country.
Do you have a heartline today? We appreciate all your comments and positive news from your area of the world. If you'd like to contact us to share more good news, please send to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. Supreme Master Television is available at suprememastertv.com, anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day.
As it is said in Livonian, "Lem is Paul," which means goodbye. May your week be blessed with harmony.